Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Week spans out before us. It is Monday, the 12th day of April 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Another huge program lined up for you here on the broadcast today. There is so much Iraq news. I want to give you, the listeners, a chance to respond to what's happening. There is so much developing, so many facets to this. Also, we've got a lot of different 9/11 whitewash pieces of info for you, more information about the United Nations public documents to take over all private property in the U.S. that's not held by the Global Crime Syndicate. And there is just so much evidence to this New World Order coming up on the show today. And we're going to go to your calls early in this first hour. We're going to take a lot of calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. An Iraqi battalion refuses to fight other Iraqis. This is why our government wants to bring foreign troops in here for, quote, peacekeeping, because a lot of our troops won't fire on Americans. Well, the same thing for Iraqis. A battalion of new Iraqi army refused to go to Fallujah earlier this week to support U.S. Marines battling for control of the city, senior U.S. military officers have said, disclosing an incident that is casting new doubt on the U.S. plans to transfer security matters to Iraq forces. Nine hostages said freed in Iraq, Japanese still held. Just a terrible situation for everybody. Bush on Iraq will remain tough, and says we've got to stay there. The captors of the Japanese hostages are threatening to execute them here in the next few days. Australian government advisor was fired after refusing to write weapons of mass destruction media propaganda, after refusing to lie. You're being lied to, people. U.S. helicopter shot down in Baghdad, another one of those. Yesterday, seven Chinese kidnapped in Iraq. China urges rescue by the U.S. Over 600 killed in Fallujah. And again, we'll detail all of this. Al Jazeera airs tape of dead CIA men. Al Jazeera TV has aired a videotape showing two dead bodies with the voiceover claiming that they are CIA men killed in Fallujah. Grisly photos, just like the grisly dead children that have been killed by the dozens and dozens and dozens in Fallujah alone, that you'll never see on our television, but you will see all over the foreign press. It's all horrible for everybody, except for the globalists, because they don't lose any blood or any family or any troops. Cheers as U.S. fuel convoy burns. Another fuel convoy blown up, and more cheering for that. Very serious. And U.S. looks to France on U.N. role in Iraq. They want France to come save us now. Don't look for that to happen. Look for the U.N., though, to swoop in as the good cop. After we're done playing the part of the bad cop, I forecast all of this that's now developing. Images of civilian dead, wounded in Fallujah become anti-American rallying point, and now they have publicly combined the Shiites and the Sunnis, whereas last week there were just rumors of this, and now they're publicly praying together in their same mosque, and praying in the streets. So this is a powder keg and mirrors the history of this region. And Bush says, expect more casualties, more dead Americans, bring them on. So we'll get to that article as well, as the rising death toll dampens U.S. enthusiasm for the war and U.S. enthusiasm for the fake neocon, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, skull-and-bones, East Coast liberal George W. Bush. It's all coming up. You don't want to miss this broadcast. More Bohemian Grove news as well.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm here, I'm your host, as we broadcast across the nation on the growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, at night at 32.10, and the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's an unusual amount of police state news today, and every week it increases. Hundreds of articles of face-scanning cameras, thumb scanners going in public schools, public buildings, private corporations, just every form of police abuse and corruption, frame-ups, drug dealing, prostitution. Meanwhile, in Iraq, we have got troops dying left and right, people being killed, civilian contractors, CIA people being killed, thousands of Iraqis being killed, 600 in one city alone, piles of dead children and women, just enraging them even more. Remember all the neocons 2-3 weeks ago when those poor folks got strung up on that bridge and they said, oh, kill everybody in the city, kill everybody, just indiscriminately bomb them, which then happened, and now it's blown up in their face as we knew it would. I mean, when Hitler was bombing England, did that make the British give up? When people attack us, does it make us give up? No, and it's not going to make them give up when you indiscriminately kill innocent people. So thanks a lot, neocons, for getting more of our troops killed. course, the globalists understand this. This is about, again, making America look like the bad guy before the saviors, the Germans and the French, leading the UN force come in and then take off all the restrictions that have caused all these problems and then put in another puppet government in Iraq. That's the plan. It's been the plan all along. So we'll take your calls on this subject, any of these items, at 800-259-9231. The BBC reporting, opposition fights ID card plan. Shadow Chancellor Oliver Letwin has slammed plans to introduce ID cards, saying there is no evidence they would help fight terrorism. Tony Blair, a week ago, said everybody needs a national ID card in England. Now, we already have that here through our federally mandated and controlled driver's license and ID cards. But they're not as honest about it here. Over there, they just admit it, and there's a lot of people speaking out against it. Mr. Letwin, concerned that a series of plans to introduce driving license, passports, and cards with fingerprints and other biometric information might not be disastrous in themselves, but he warned that 20, 30 years' time, British citizens might find their freedoms have been eroded. So see how the so-called opposition says, oh, well, it isn't bad to do this, but down the road we could lose freedoms. You're getting rid of your juries. You've taken all the guns. You're bringing in more and more foreigners. You've got hate crime squads arresting hundreds of people a week for their speech. England is under total tyranny. So are we. So notice how they'll have the so-called opposition come out and really just water it down a bit and make people think that, you know, that the government's working in their interest and that there's some semblance of a political debate. Listen to this article out of Illinois, the Illinois Leader. Guest opinion, and it says, TF South declares code red. Horton Fractional South High School in Lansing was locked down for over an hour during a police drug search. Drugs in the school, actually no. This is the second time in a year that no drugs were found. And it says District 215 Superintendent Dr. Robert K. Whittle stated that the search was requested by the school board after watching recent trends in drug abuse. Apparently, that drug raid abuse was not found at the school, despite the fact that the principal will request at least one building-wide drug search every year to ensure a safe and secure environment for education. And it's just like the video you saw out of Goose Creek, North Carolina, where they come in with the dogs, the guns, put everybody down on the ground, put a lot of them in plastic handcuffs, search everything, training your children how to be prisoners. And I see these reports out of Texas, Tennessee, New York, California, Michigan, Illinois. I see these reports every couple days. And why is the local paper attacking this and coming out against it? Well, it's affecting them. The administration's position is somewhat contrary to the memories of six South students, including my own daughter. After sifting through the statements of the interested parties, I was able to determine that there were no announcements. All six students stated that the first message announced a code red. They were assured the situation was a drill after a second intercom message. Now, again, this is obviously for terrorism drills, and they used the so-called drug raid as the excuse. Before 9/11, and I have the Associated Press article in my film, The Takeover, FEMA and the Secret Service, federalizing local police, have drills at elementary, high schools, across the board, all over the country. Again, Missouri, Texas, Ohio, I mean, I've seen it everywhere. There in Pensacola, Florida, back in 1999. Troops, federal troops, federal police, local police, they come in, they announce, this is martial law, this is code red, they put guns to their heads, they load them on buses, and they take them to a local emergency FEMA center. This is a mass roundup drill for your children. And we're on the air, they're on 2 AMs in Pensacola, and the listeners there remember that in 99, they had the Marines and the Coast Guard take over Hobbs Middle School. They announced, this is code red, martial law, Marines, take your classrooms. They ran in with unloaded guns. screamed and yelled at the children, and then said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. And that is buried in the archives of Infowars.com. And our Pensacola listeners remember that happening. I interviewed the local reporter, and there it was in the paper. And the paper said, this is completely normal. It's no big deal to have our students being trained how to live under martial law. Now understand, this is just so horrible. They're drilling your children of how to be slaves, how to get rounded up, how to get loaded on the buses, how to lose their freedoms. And remember what Sid Casperson said in the Gannett News Service in New Jersey, the head of FEMA up in New Jersey last year. This is in my film, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. He said that under a code red, virtually all your rights are stripped. You will be considered an enemy combatant if you leave your home. The schools will be rounded up. The children will be taken to government facilities. Then it was in the Washington Post of this plan. So they're telling us that when we go under red alerts, they're going to lock our children down, take them to the local sports stadium, and then they'll announce on the radio, which is controlled by FEMA. FEMA can take over every radio and TV station instantly. Since 97, the takeover boxes are in all schools. In all AM, FM, and UHF, VHF, TV, cable systems, you name it. And so they can announce that they've taken over on the radio and TV, all the schools, and then you've got to go, quote, get processed at the emergency center to get your children, and then once you get there, you're not allowed to leave. A KFI employee out in L.A. just sent me an internal City Newswire story last week where they're preparing to make the different sports stadiums emergency relocation centers. This is the plan, and the feds have said it, Washington Post, Gannett News Service, you name it. So very, very chilling, very, very serious. Okay, I've covered three stories so far, and I've literally got about 100 today. But we have top generals talking about martial law, General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM. We have top generals, outgoing head of CENTCOM, saying it. We're going to set aside the Constitution in favor of a military form of government. Tommy Frank said that. Cigar aficionado last December. I've got a bunch of articles about a domestic CIA and controlling your local police and recruiting high school students. I mean, it's happening. You want the Stasi, you want East Germany, you want Soviet Russia, you want Communist China, you want Fidel's Cuba. All of the same tactics with the same names, the same exact setup is being done right now in the name of keeping all of us safe. And this reporter found out how they humiliated the children, including his daughter, and what they did to them. And it's horrible. So you can go to the website and read that, what they did to the children. And they're doing this everywhere. Why you put up with it, I don't know. A lot of schools are putting fences up around them, big 10, 12-foot fences, barbed wire on the top, metal doors like a prison that are magnetically controlled. The inner doors all locked from the principal's office. They got cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the classrooms. I mean, this isn't freedom, people. And your children are frisked and have police dogs jumping on them and have to carry ID cards. The feds are pushing drug testing all students now, not just the football players, training you that you're guilty until proven innocent. The school counselors are spies for the government trying to get dirt on the parents. They have law enforcement classes in many mental schools where federally deputized local police and federal programs are there, having the children, quote, write their journal about their family life onto a laptop computer, which then goes into a database. That's been in the news. I mean, this is so Orwellian, so Twilight Zone, like some alternate dimension that we've all fallen into here. Listen to this. TV to show death under eyes of police as the man gargled and blood poured out of his throat. They laughed as he died, as they killed the... Oh, wait till you hear this. I mean, it's just so horrible. I just... 911 commission ponders domestic intelligence agency. See, the commission's going to call for more police state. Well, come back, get to your calls, and then I'll get into all the Iraq stuff. I've already covered some of it. And there's just so much. This broadcast is going to be totally jam-packed. Please stay with us.
old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
All right, your calls are just a minute or so away. Just to recap, I will detail more of what's happening in Iraq and the police state and the 9/11 cover-up commission, who's now calling for an even bigger police state. That's how they're going to punish the government, give the government even more power, calling for that. It's bedlam all over Iraq. Now it's 4. Now they're maybe saying 5 cities controlled, a bunch of other towns by the opposition. Sunnis and Shiites coming together. Civilians being kidnapped and killed. Just total breakdown. And I said this would happen. This is the plan to make America look bad. Then the EU can come in with the UN and NATO and act like the good cops. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. And Steve, where are you calling us from? Oh, Stu in New York. Go ahead, Stu.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Nice to hear your show. You're one of the few radio hosts out there has the balls to tell people a different side of the story. Pardon the vulgarity. Hello.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Aside from the bad news that's happening over in Iraq, all the neocons screwing things up, I like to, and the police state, some people would say it's paranoia that you may espouse, not say it's necessarily paranoia.
Well, it's not paranoia, it's right out in the open every day. This is a red alert drill. Put your hands on your head. The men are going to aim machine guns at you. You're in lockdown mode. This is Homeland Security. You are all slaves. I mean, this is what's going on.
I'm looking at in a different, more subtle way. Something that's making people either be elitist or they're totally dependent on the welfare system. The fact taxes are raised up so much lately. Certain municipalities and school districts.
Yeah, the states are raising the taxes.
Like every year it's like a 30 to 40% hike at some points. School and property taxes. It's sick. The only people who can afford to live in certain communities are elitists.
Yeah, it's feudalism.
How does one fight such tyranny?
Well, you educate the public on the fact that government in history is a criminal enterprise and that big government doesn't make you happy or safe, and that giving up liberty gives you tyranny, not security. Thanks for the call, Stu. William in North Dakota. William, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
What's the latest on Kelly Rushing?
He is in court right now, and we put out an article this weekend about Kelly Rushing handing out Ron Paul and Alex Jones videos, being arrested and saying that that's a terroristic activity. And now the Court Watchers Association and others are preparing to file complaints, and we put a report out on this, and we're watching what happens.
Well, because of Trooper Dobbs and Judge McCaslin, I got another chance to plug your video and your website on my local talk show today that covers seven states and three Canadian provinces.
Oh, they were talking about the story?
I brought it up because I had given this talk show host a copy of 911 Road to Tyranny shortly after you put it out, so he was familiar with it. As once I mentioned 911 Road to Tyranny, he said Alex Jones. I said, absolutely. So I got to, you know, we can take something bad and make it good.
Well, absolutely. A lot of people are waking up now, and, you know, they're arresting people for signs in their yards saying the government's corrupt. They're telling news reporters not to talk about government corruption. It's not going to work, folks. They're desperate. That's why they're behaving like this.
Well, this host that I brought this up to today, he was suggesting even airing some of the audio of 911 Road to Tyranny over his show to see if his listeners thought it was terroristic.
I think that's a good idea.
I do, too.
What's terroristic about Ron Paul's speech in Congress?
Right.
But exposing their corruption is terroristic. Look, if you're a criminal, if you're in government and you're a bad person, and somebody comes to you and says you're doing wrong, you take that as terroristic, do you not? All right, anything else, sir?
I mentioned the story about the New York Times article about the 93 World Trade Center bombing to this host, and he thought that was outlandish. He didn't believe it.
October 28th, 1993, October 28th, Chicago Tribune as well.
Right, and I mentioned that to him. And
FBI cooking the bomb, training the driver.
I went to your site, and the link on your site is dead right now on that story. But I did find it at whatreallyhappened.com, and I sent the story to this host, and I'll follow up on it tomorrow with him.
Okay, thanks a lot. You know, we have 600 9/11 links in the archive on Prison Planet and hundreds on Infowars.com, and every once in a while a link, because it's linked to another news site, will change and it goes down. But you can always, off a headline we have posted, type it into a search engine and find it in 100 different places generally. So, yes, that's funny. I saw that link was good about a month ago. I guess it just went bad. Okay, we will go to break, come back, go to Ishmael. And we'll ask Ishmael if he's ever been out on the open seas with Captain Ahab. Okay, most of you haven't read Moby Dick. You won't get it. Also, Jay, Robert, and others, toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back. There's just so much news, and your call's coming up. You'll want to stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
All right, my friends, it's wide open phones today at 800-259-9231. We're going to your calls as quickly as possible and have your question, your comment ready. We're going to move on because I want to get everybody a chance to get involved. Let me just go back into some more of the Iraq news, and we'll go back to your calls. We have a major Iraqi battalion of the army that has been set up by Mr. Bremer, the governor, and they have refused to go into service against the Iraqi people. It was the first time U.S. commanders had sought to involve the post-war Iraq army in major combat operations, and the battalion's refusal came as large parts of Iraq's security forces have stopped carrying out their duties. It was a 620-man 2nd Battalion of the Iraqi Armed Forces refused to fight Monday after members of the unit were shot at in the Shiite Muslim neighborhood in Baghdad, were en route to Fallujah, a Sunni Muslim stronghold, said U.S. Army Major General Paul Eaton, who was overseeing the deployment of Iraqi security forces. The convoy turned around and returned to the battalion's post on a former Republican Guard base. And again, 9 hostages said freed in Iraq. Japanese still held. A British contractor was freed by Iraqi kidnappers on Sunday. And an Iraqi group said it had 8 other foreign hostages, but the fate of the 3 Japanese and an American captive remained unclear. And there have now been other fresh kidnappings. We don't know the full extent of this. They're showing photos of dead plain clothes, Anglos saying that they're CIA people that they've killed in Fallujah. But Bush says on Iraq that we'll remain tough. He says, though, get prepared for more mounting casualties. CBS News reports President Bush Sunday braced America for the possibility of more casualties in Iraq after at least 62 U.S. soldiers were killed across Iraq since April 4th, including three Marines killed Sunday. And today, another convoy's been attacked, and more bombings, and more just basic bedlam. Bush said, I just know this, that we're plenty tough, and we'll remain tough, he said. So more fake Texan talk by his scriptwriters. It was a tough week last week, and my prayers and thoughts are with those who pay the ultimate price for our security, Mr. Bush said. Now, we don't have security because of stuff like this. Your own PNAC documents say it's about oil and using Iraq as a military base. I don't care what Paul O'Neill or Clark say. Sure, that backs up what we're saying, but we have your own admissions. So don't try to make it some partisan debate. Hillary Clinton and Chuckie Schumer and your cousin, Forbes Kerry, John Forbes Kerry, all voted for this war. Wow. So the top U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant Ricardo Sanchez, acknowledged that a battalion of Iraqi army refused to fight in Fallujah, a sign of Iraqi discontent with the siege. Marines in Fallujah may have found a bomb-making factory, suicide bomber belts, and a number of U.S.-issued army uniforms from the 82nd Airborne. At least 664 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq since the war began, and the foreign numbers are much higher. There is no authoritative figure on Iraqi civilian deaths. U.S. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, around 880 Iraqis have been killed in the latest uprising. And the numbers we're getting is well over 1,000. Three loud explosions have rocked the headquarters of the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. An American official says it's not clear if the blast in Baghdad are the planned destruction of old weapons or an attack on the area. Gunmen shot down an American AH-64 Apache helicopter on Sunday, killing its two crewmen. A large force of tanks and troops pushed down the highway outside the Iraqi capital, aiming to crush insurgents who have run rampant for 3 days. The rash of kidnappings of foreigners continued. Seven Chinese civilians were abducted by insurgents in the central Iraq Sunday evening, China's official news agency reported. Friends and neighbors of an American hostage, Thomas Hamill, on Sunday gathered for a vigil of prayer for the safe return of the civilian. A deadline imposed by his abductors came and went with no word of his fate. In Fallujah, hardly a shot was heard Monday morning. More than 36 hours after insurgents in the city said they were calling a ceasefire, the Marines have halted offensive operations since Friday. Despite the truce, guerrillas overnight made sporadic attacks, said Marines, killing two insurgents setting up a machine gun near a patrol, and others were fired on by gunmen hiding in a school, he said, during the day Saturday. Troops in a Cobra helicopter firing rockets responded to Iraqi fire, killing a significant number of fighters, a spokesman said. So that's just some of what's going on. We'll get back into more of it here in a few minutes. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Ishmael up in Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm glad you're putting on a good show. I just have a really quick question.
Sure.
Where does Canada fit into all of this, like all of the whole globalization situation?
The U.S., Canada, England, Germany, Australia, all these Western countries are basically a blood supply for the criminal elite. We're the muscle, we're the brains that runs this empire for this financial banking aristocracy. And we fit into having our middle class status destroyed. We fit into having our liberties taken and brought down to the same level as the rest of the world from the government's own official World Bank and IMF documents, as well as UN documents.
Wow. That does answer my question, yeah. Crap, it's just really shocking, that's all.
Well, really, it's the history of the world, though, in hindsight. And freedom was a rare thing, a precious thing, and now it's all disappearing. The good news is, though, as they squeeze, the opposition is exploding.
Wow. That's good to hear. That is good to hear.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for the call. Jay in California. Jay, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got two things. But the first thing is, remember Arguing the World, showing Irving Kristol? Do you ever get a chance to see that?
Say that again.
Arguing the World. It was on PBS. Irving Kristol, William Kristol's father.
The former head of the Fourth International.
Yeah, the founder of the neocons.
Yes, the torchbearer of Trotsky. I know I didn't see it, but I've read his writings where he calls for a tyranny, a police state. So did Strauss, the economist up in Chicago University.
I sent you a video copy, but I got a short little audio clip from the video where he's.
When did you send me this video?
A couple of weeks ago, I think.
Okay, then it's probably in the big stack. I'll look at it. Thank you.
Anyways, I got a short little video, like the audio from the video clip, which actually shows his face and it says Irving Kristol underneath in letters. But I can play that real quick for you, where you miss being a Marxist. And
okay, do it, but just put it right up to the speaker.
Okay.
PBS.
Since I can remember, I've been a neo-something, a neo-Marxist, a neo-Trotskyist, a neo-liberal, a neo-conservative. In religion, always neo-orthodox, even while I was a neo-Trotskyist and a neo-Marxist. I'm going to end up a neo. Just neo, that's all. Neo-nothing.
Okay.
Wow, I really appreciate you sending me that. What does the tape say on the package?
I don't even... I forget now, sorry. But
Well, you know, Ron Paul in his 45-minute speech on the floor of the House, July 10th, 2003... laid out how almost the entire Bush White House is run by admitted communists, how they're taking our freedoms, how they called for terrorist attacks to help get the New World Order. And then a lot of so-called conservatives say, oh, this doesn't exist. It's not true. Mainstream newspapers brag about how the communist Fourth International couldn't take America over. And then they said, we've got to, quote, say we're conservatives, get control of the conservatives, then our agenda can be realized. And understand, I'm not even saying they're communists. They're command and controllers. They're power-hungry revolutionaries for the big banks that want to take over the U.S., and so they'll call themselves whatever label fits. Bottom line, they're control-freak tyrants.
I posted that clip before, and I'll send you another link if you want. But I put it in a CD. I sent you a Fortune magazine. Did you get that the other day or no?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, it's in the CD on there, that little clip anyway.
Do me a favor. Put it on the web. Email it to tips@infowars.com or go to prisonplanet.com. Email it to Paul, and we'll post it on the Internet.
And I had one more thing before I get you off here, but did you see on Judicial Watch they had new documents concerning the Saudi flight?
Yeah, we'd always said it was 144 that Bin Laden's flown out. Now they're saying 160.
They have the actual customs documents and everything in PDF form and read them.
That is posted. We posted that Friday.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that then.
No, it's important to bring that back up. I mean, shouldn't they ask Rice why the Bushes are in business with the Bin Ladens? Shouldn't they have asked Rice about Bin Laden in July meeting with the CIA right before 9/11? Shouldn't they bring up NORAD being ordered to stand down? Shouldn't they bring up all of these real issues? But no, instead they say the government needs more funding, we need to give up more of our rights, and have a domestic CIA. That's how they're going to punish the government.
Okay, that's about it. But you saw the Fortune magazine with the Bohemian Grove thing in it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Right. But for those that...
Well, make sure you got it.
For those that missed it, tell folks about it.
It's an older, like it was 85, I believe. I don't have it in front of me, but it shows the cremation of terror ritual, and it has an article about all the different like elite clubs and stuff like that. And it was actually in Fortune magazine, you know. And like I said, and I think the Grove release. This is a release by Grove or something.
But Rush Limbaugh says that Skull and Bones doesn't exist, and neither does Bohemian Grove. We're crazy to talk about it. I've had big national Christian talk shows attack me as a lying devil. Why Bush isn't a member of any evil group?
And you need to remake your Bohemian Grove and put all this new stuff in there. I think that'd be pretty cool.
All right, good to hear from you. You're certainly taking action. Robert in Tennessee. Robert, go ahead.
Alec?
Yes?
You know why our troops are over in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Well, President Bush's own publication said it's for the oil and for weapons sales and to use Iraq as a military launch base.
It's for the central banks and the Rothschilds to own and control the land over there and sell the land. Get big money for it.
Well, more than big money, they print the money. It's about control. And yes, whether these Muslim nations are good or bad, that's up for debate. Some are bad, some are okay. They are sovereign, and so they've got to be taken down.
Have you heard who the Bilderbergers has put up
Either way, they win. Both Kerry and Bush have been to Bilderberg Group meetings in the past, and so they control the race either way.
You haven't heard exactly?
No, we didn't get to, that information out of Bilderberg.
I just wonder if they're wanting martial law, so they try to take over the country now.
Well, we're already under martial law. It's what increment of it? Thanks for the call. When coast-to-coast public schools get red alert announced and police come put guns to their heads and load them on buses for drills to go to the FEMA center, when there's cameras in the bathrooms and your thumb scanned to get a driver's license and the Supreme Court's ruling there's no Fifth Amendment, the Fifth Circuit's ruling there's no Fourth Amendment, and when police are driving around in armored vehicles and cameras are going up in the neighborhoods and the borders are wide open, but we're losing our freedoms as citizens, and when all that's going on, buddy, we got martial law. It's what degree of it, though. Blake in Texas. Blake, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, we got martial law of the media as well. And that's, I think, the main controlling force that goes on is just keeping all the people brainwashed, or as many as possible. The little incident of them nabbing that little private plane that flew over the president's airspace the other day, that makes a good point of, if they can nab that guy before he got to San Antonio or wherever he was going, I'm sure in another hour, him and his son would have landed. I don't know if people know the little private plane that flew over the president's ranch the other day, and they went up to, they had fighters up there firing flares, you know, to get their attention and everything. And, of course, everyone knows on 9/11 we couldn't get planes in the air.
Well, here's the deal. Some will argue that, well, this is in the aftermath now they do. No. My father is a pilot. And, I mean, flying with him many times over the years, there's all these charts and maps, and you know, you radio in to make sure you're nowhere near controlled airspace. In some states, over half the airspace is restricted. And if you're off for 5 minutes, they're shouting at you, telling you to land. Within 10 more minutes, it's always about 15 to 20 minutes, you'll be surrounded by F-16s or F-15s or F-18s. And that's just what happened with Payne Stewart, the golfer.
Exactly.
Out in the middle of nowhere, within 18 minutes, he had five F-16s around him. But suddenly on 9/11, over an hour, and nothing's done. And absolutely.
And I'm starting to see more of the it's like there's, they're sending people out or something to defend this lack of the people in the air. On there's a local, I know you know George Humphrey, his TV show a few weeks ago. Some guy calls in and said, well, I'm going to have a representative from my airline union to call you because you're just putting out, like, he was saying George was just slandering the families. It's terrible what you're saying about the, you know, when that guy, well, Humphrey tells him, look, that plane didn't hit the Pentagon. It was never found there. There was no bodies. The pictures show it couldn't have been a plane.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Look, Rush Limbaugh came out again last week and attacked the victims' families, saying they're Democratic operatives. I've talked to them. They're not. But, I mean, imagine if then you say the government's behind 9/11, and they'll go, oh, you're slandering the families. What does that have to do with it? I mean, this is what these liberals do, socialists like Rush Limbaugh. This is why they're beating us, because they're the Trotskyites, people. They're the anti-American pushers. I mean, you just heard the father of all this, you know, Mr. Crystal's daddy, saying it on PBS. This is how they took over. And now you're going to get gun control, open borders, big government, and that's conservatism. And then, oh, you're not supposed to talk bad about the government. That's un-American. That's what America is all about, is keeping the government in check. Please. Let's talk to Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Well, you, Alex, this is Vince. I wanted to say that you said something in here last week about Justice Scalia and Rehnquist saying that they are always going to decide for the government.
Yeah, yes, that was in the news.
You know, the government was always right. Individuals wrong, and that, you know, they didn't believe in the consent of the governed. But you know, I'm finding something, you know, that, you know, most people talk about with this 9/11 is, I'm finding, I'm reading all these little articles on the Indianapolis Star, and it has another pension fund in trouble in Indianapolis. It calls it, it's with the Indianapolis Public Transportation System. And they turned it, basically, they went away from it in 1997 and froze it at that time. And they, you know, they have not put anything into it with this public transportation system. It's also going broke, too, at about $3.5 million a year. But, you know, these are things that are going on and on and on. And I think they're being deliberately, I don't think anything like that goes wrong.
Well, sir, what's happening is the mass looting by the criminals in government. There's over $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. And it's in the back of the paper once or twice. That's what the corruption is all about, securing their thievery.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
What we're trying to do on this broadcast is get you thinking, to give you the big picture of just how serious things are. And in that lays a large part of the solution. In that lies a large part of the awakening that needs to take place. Because if the majority of us are aware of what's happening and say no to it and just refuse to go along with it, the globalists lose their power. But by carrying out terror attacks, by scaring you on 100 different fronts, they get you to follow along with their direction, with their control. Now, I'm going to cover news for the next 10, 15 minutes, then we'll go back to calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. This is the kind of news I want to cover. FDA sat on study linking suicide and drugs. Again, FDA held back results of child suicide study for years, knowing that Prozac and other drugs cause massive increases in suicide. It's just like the CDC admits that millions of children have been brain damaged by thimerosal, and their own internal documents said, we don't care, we're going to continue it. And that goes public, and they say, we don't care, we're still going to continue it. You see, they just sit there engaging in this criminal activity, and you sit there and take it. Robots seen as companions for the elderly, Associated Press. See, it's not going to be a camera, it's your helpful robot, and it's going to be hooked into the government. It's going to watch you and make sure you're good. I've read the federal plans. Here it is. Starting to get the picture. Cheney to promote nuke reactors to China, just like they did to North Korea. There is just so much here. It's ridiculous, the amount of news I've got here. So we'll get to that as well. Also, this TV show, Death Under Eyes of Police, footage showing a black former paratrooper choking to death on the floor of his police station as officers stand by laughing and joking, is to be screened on primetime television this week. Christopher Alder's death in police custody has been investigated by the team that made the secret, made by the secret policeman documentary that led to the resignations of 10 police after exposing racist behavior. They weren't arrested? I'm going to get to that. It's crazy. Look, we all know that society is becoming more and more degenerate, more and more out of control. Things are breaking down. So the government says, well, we've got to take your rights then, you know, to keep you all safe. The same sociopaths are then going to go into government. It's breaking down there, too, at an accelerated rate. They're actually fostering the breakdown. We're in a crisis, my friends. Before I end this hour, it really is time for all of you to join us in the fight, to get involved in the fight. I've made 10 documentary films, full-length feature videos, and they're key tools in the information war. 90% of those that see the videos are waking up. That's not hype, that's facts. I hope you'll take action. I hope you'll get the videos. It also makes this show possible. They're professionally produced. They're riveting. You'll be informed. You'll have a master's degree on the New World Order if you watch these videos. You're authorized to make copies of them to get them out to people. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State to the Takeover. You need to have these videos. They're incredible. They're all over 2 hours long. $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. A lot of great books, books on tape, pro-gun t-shirts. It's all on the website. Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. They can answer your questions there about the videos for what you want to order. 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get the videos. Make copies. Big Brother's afraid of them. Order them today and then spread the word. Second hour, straight ahead.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.